No way you'd ever score on him on that goal. Keep your stick out of the way. That's the last time I'm saying it.
The real deal.
That's hockey analyst Don Cherry in a broadcast of a recent Stanley Cup playoff game. For more than three decades, Cherry has been a fixture on the TV show Hockey Night in Canada. And before that, he was a coach who won Coach of the Year honors in both the NHL and its developmental league, the AHL. But there's always been a knock on Cherry that he never coached a team to a championship. At least that is what most people think. Martin Kessler from NPR's Only a Game explains.
Back in the 60s, hockey players didn't wear helmets. The rinks were lined with chicken wire, not glass. But even in that Rock'em Sock'em era, there was one player who stood out for his toughness, veteran defenseman Don Cherry. Here's Pittsford, New York natives John Hoff and Jay Hill.
He was tough as nails. Really tough guy.
I can remember when we were up in Quebec playing the Quebec Aces, and the lead story in the 11 o'clock news was Don Cherry got in a fight with a guy, and it lasted like 40 minutes. They kept coming out of the penalty box. They couldn't break it up.
John and Jay grew up rooting for Don Cherry in the American Hockey League's Rochester Americans. But in 1969, around the time the boys were getting ready to enter Pittsford High School, Cherry retired from hockey.
I worked 2 years on construction, and I was laid off. And I actually, for about 2 months, I couldn't get a job. I played 16 years pro, and then to not to be able to have a job, it was very humiliating.
It was during that down period in Don Cherry's life when a man connected to Pittsford High School approached him.
And he said, "How about Don, you coaching?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Well, you got nothing else to do."
Soon enough, John and Jay learned that Don Cherry, the toughest man in town, the man they'd grown up cheering for, would be their new hockey coach. Here's teammate Al Viverberg.
Our very first practice ever. We were on the ice waiting for Don, and he stepped on the ice with his skate guards on and went down like a ton of bricks. We didn't know if he should laugh, what should we do, but as I recall, we kind of said, well, he's a regular guy.
Cherry would get to practice an hour early to tell the boys hockey stories as they laced up their skates. He wanted to show them that he cared, but he wasn't perfect.
He struggled with names. My name's Jay, but I was always Jack. For 3 years, I was Jack. He couldn't pronounce...
My last name, Viverberg. I was Viberg.
So I don't ever remember him yelling at us. We just wanted to play so hard for him that he never got... You know, coaches get frustrated and all that stuff. But we tried our hardest from day one till the end.
In just Cherry's second season as coach, Pittsford reached the league championship. The success helped Cherry land back with the Rochester Americans as player coach. But Cherry didn't want to give up his job coaching the boys. So for the 1971-72 season, he shuttled back and forth from coaching the pros to coaching Pittsford. Former player Jeff Knisley.
If you asked him today, I'd guarantee he could name our power play from 1972.
On the points was Al Viverberg, John Hoff. There were two guys that did screamers from the point. We had a big centerman named Jay Hill. We had a guy named Eddie Scott that used to work in the corners, and Jeff Knisley was the playmaker.
It's Knisley, but close enough. Pittsford finished the regular season with an undefeated record and once again reached the championship. But there was a problem. On the day of the big game, Cherry was scheduled to fly out with his pro team, the Americans. There was a chance he'd have to leave before the high school game was over. Pittsford jumped out to a lead, but the clock wasn't on Cherry's side. In the middle of the third period, he had to leave the Pittsford bench.
Kind of inch up the stairs. He didn't really want to leave.
I can still see him at the top of the rink. He was holding planes up and everything.
So. Yeah.
And we scored a goal to cement it.
And I think he was like, okay, it's in hand.
Yeah, I went right to the last minute. I said, Don, if you don't leave now, you're going to miss the plane. So I had to leave them.
Pittsford hung on for the championship and an undefeated season.
What did it feel like to have to celebrate the championship, though, without him there?
He was with us.
Just 2 years after coaching Pittsford to the championship, Don Cherry got the call to coach the Boston Bruins, which he did for 5 seasons, but no championship. Years after Cherry's NHL coaching career was over, Jeff Knisley went to visit him at one of his restaurants in Toronto.
The bar was full, and he came running out, put his hands up in the air, and he goes, "People, one of my players is here." It's the first time I ever signed autographs. They all thought I played for him in professional hockey, and it was our high school team.
The guys from Pittsford know that, to the average hockey fan, they're not as important as Cherry's former NHL players, even if they were the ones to deliver him his only championship. But hearing all the Pittsford boys' stories left me with one last question for Don Cherry. I wonder if you view them differently from your former NHL players that you coached.
Oh, no, I don't. I think of them very fondly. I think, actually, I'm more closer to them than my pros, because, let's face it, they were the guys that made me.
For Here and Now, I'm Martin Kessler.